又是 Netflix 的時間啦，咁就唔係又係國立大台的時間啦，咁樣又是我哋介紹 Netflix 的集，我覺得呢套係值得推介嘅，呢套值得推介，呢套值得推介俾英軍。
係有咁嘅事？
唔係因為其實我哋之前咧一路，大家都知道我哋一路追住嗰個 Netflix 嘅發展啦，咁就我覺得呢一套咧係俾我哋終於可以輕輕鬆鬆咁樣去睇劇集嘅一套。一套劇啦咁樣，咁就係Drew Barrymore 啦，同埋呢一個咁樣嘅死啊牛仔叫咩名啊 ？Timothy 係咪啊？Timothy Oliphant 唔記得咗叫咩名添咁樣，咁就係、是、算啦，我都係 focus 喺 Drew Barrymore 嘅呢一個咁樣嘅小鎮滋味啊，咁樣就係、是Santa Clarita 係咪啊
？Santa Clarita Diet，Santa
Clarita。diet 咁樣，咁就係一套黑色喜劇嚟嘅咁樣。咁其實咧我哋前幾個禮拜咧，喺我哋講 Doug Journey 嘅時候，我哋都播過個 trailer 噶啦。咁其實咧 trailer 其實呢套劇嘅即係 Drew Barrymore 去拍呢套劇嘅資訊咧，就都出咗一段時間。咁直至到去到見到有 trailer 咧，先至發覺以為有食人嘅喎，有喪屍嘅喎咁樣。咁但係咧係好輕鬆嘅一套輕喜劇嚟嘅。所以咧，與其話佢係黑色喜劇咧，我會用一個 term 去形容呢套劇。呢套係一套黑色輕喜劇。咁、那個故事咧就係、是、咁樣嘅。那個故事咧就係、是、講都幾特。別嘅故仔，但係又好容易 follow， 好容易跟，唔需要你好吃力咁樣用腦，但係都我都會形容為每一集嘅無論追看性啦，或者係嘅嗰個睇個舒服嘅程度咧，都係可以好舒服咁樣追曬十集嘅，冇負擔地追曬十集，而且都幾回味嘅一套劇嚟嘅。咁就小鎮滋味講咩嘅咧？咁就係講一個喺呢一個咁樣嘅美國加州中產小鎮嘅一個中產家庭啦。咁係Drew Barrymore 同佢老公咧，就兩個都係中產家庭啦，兩公婆有個女咁樣，有個 high school 嘅女。咁然之後咧就佢哋兩個係做地產經紀嘅咁樣，咁啊賣樓嘅，咁就都係好平和平靜嘅生活啦，即係總之特殊嘅事都係喺平凡嘅生活入面發生啦，咁咪冇乜嘢嘅，咁甚至乎一開場嘅時候就好簡單咁樣，就第一集就介紹佢哋都幾有少少叫做點啊，即係行禮如儀嘅婚姻生活，而成套戲係關於婚姻關係嘅，成套係關於夫妻相處，關於家庭關係嘅，咁係乜嘢事發生異變呢？係一啲都唔撚重要嘅。我哋可以睇一睇佢發生異變嗰個過程，就係、是、一個 sell 緊樓嘅過程入邊，忽然之間就發生異變啦。
All heading in the same direction.
It's just lovely. Do you know what my favorite thing about the upstairs is? The laundry chute.
Oh, it's amazing.
It was so smooth. Oh my god.
Wow.
就係咁樣就變咗喪屍。
突然嘅。
就係忽然之間有一日個肚有啲唔舒服，跟住然之後嘔撚咗個內臟出嚟咁樣，做乜撚嘅事啊？就冇撚咗心跳，咁啊死咗咁樣，咁就開始就想食生肉啦咁樣，咁同埋開始就性情大變啦，就開始好開始性慾變得好強啦，開始好隨心而行啦，開始變得好本能主導啦咁樣，咁然之後因為其實唔撚重要啊，冇花時間冇花篇幅去講有啲乜咧神秘經歷啊咁樣，連 Spiderman 嗰啲咁樣整隻蜘蛛落嚟咬下你都覺得嘥鳩時間，都費撚事講啊！因為嗰個主題好撚清晰嘅，嗰個主題咧，與其話係一套喪屍片咧，倒不如就係話係一個家庭倫理戲。咁而且係focus 喺年輕夫妻，算年輕啦 ，OK，kind of 年輕啦，即係40多歲啦咁樣。咁Drew Barrymore 本身係41歲嘅，咁係嗰一類咁樣嘅，講關係嘅轉變嘅。咁其實佢需要佢嘅成個戲骨入邊，只不過需要一樣嘢啫嘛，就喺平靜、平凡、沉悶嘅夫妻生活入邊發生咗一件事。 令到你的婚姻生活出現轉變，咁然之後你兩公婆點樣去 deal with 呢個轉變咧？咁樣咁乜嘢係最 dramatic 嘅轉變咧？就係、是、老婆變咗喪屍啦咁樣。咁於是乎咧，成套戲就係講 Superman 變咗喪屍，咁跟住然之後咧，咁點算啊？變咗喪屍，咁就要去處理喪屍作喪屍化嘅老婆所需要帶嚟嘅影響啦。例如就係、是飲食嘅問題啦，例如就係、是、要可唔可以忍住唔食人咧？咁樣忍唔忍住嘅喎？咁樣忍唔忍住咁點咧？咁可唔可以殺人？殺人唔好喎，咁如果殺壞人又點講咧？咁就去揾壞人殺啦。壞人又唔撚容易揾嘅喎，因為嗰個係一個治安好好嘅小鎮嚟喎。咁啊諗住揾到個人就話屌懟冧佢啦！呢條撲街又賣毒品俾細路，又去搞細路哥。諗跟住然之後臨懟冧佢，發現誒撲你街一場誤會嚟嘅，仲要 friend 撚咗添，真係麻撚煩啊咁撚樣。咁其實就係環繞住呢啲咁樣嘅。嘅喪屍所帶嚟嘅生活嘅轉變咧，然之後就去講點樣去處理佢咁樣。咁有人喺出咁講啦，就話變形記啦咁樣。咁其實都係似係變形記嘅，即係卡夫卡嘅變形記。咁就譬如卡夫卡嘅變形記都冇任何嘢噶，嗰、那個男主角瞓醒就變咗曱甴啦咁樣。咁但係佢就唔係咁悲劇嘅，因為其實係佢係追求緊一個喪屍嘅喪屍作為喪屍嘅平靜生活嘅，即係就算係喪屍，你都要平靜生活嘅咁樣。咁譬如係入邊有個經典嘅對白啦，咁樣咁係應該係第三集啊，我哋飛第三集嘅一開頭啊，係邊度我一開頭，我第四集一開頭，第四集一開頭，
唔係呢個第三集嚟嘅，
第三哦第三集一開頭，我睇睇第三集一開頭有經典嘅對白。
I'm worried about Abby crawling in bed with us last night. She hasn't done that since she was 8. She must be having trouble coping. God, there's so many ways to mess up your children. At least we didn't overpraise her, right? Honey?
We had to kill somebody today so you can eat them, sweetheart. I'm worried about Abby too, but I can't stop thinking about the murdering and eating thing.
I know we have to kill somebody today, but we have to be parents every day.I'm so hungry. I haven't eaten in 2 days.
I know.
How's that omelet, sweetie? Good?
Yeah, I'm trying this new thing with this sun-dried... Oh, I'm sorry.
Just swallow what's in your mouth. Do you remember that dinner we had in Tuscany?
On the terrace, outside the castle.
I keep thinking about how good that waiter would taste right now.
Running late. I'll grab something at Starbucks. Wait a second, sweetie. I know there's been a lot of changes in the last couple days, but one thing hasn't. Your father and I are here for you if you ever need to talk.
I have an idea. Starting tonight, we should have regular family dinners. Tell each other what's on our mind. No judgments. Like the kind I see in your face right now.
Sounds awesome. So what, or should I say who, are we eating tonight?
Whom? And as I've told you, from now on, I'll only be eating raw chicken and beef. And we'll be having a side dish of how's Abby doing. And maybe some Spanish rice.
呢場戲係好反映成個戲嘅主題嘅，就係、是、你雖然你係要，即係呢個亦都係 Joel Moore 嘅堅持嘅，就係、是、你係要去，你冇錯，你為咗應付你嘅生理需要，你要去殺人，你要去食人。但係與此同時，你除咗係個喪屍之外，你係在喪屍之前，你首先是一個母親。咁你雖然今日你係要殺人。但我哋每一日都系做紧父母噶嘛，我哋每一日都要解决我哋父母嘅问题噶嘛，我哋要 set up 个好榜样噶嘛，咁样咁。但系你食人喎、啊，老婆咁样，系食人系一件事啊。咁但系佢都系要翻学啊，系嘛？佢走堂就唔啱，你食人喎、啊，老婆，系食人一件事啊，咁样。咁佢而家校长话要踢佢出校、啊，唔系我哋同佢倾啦，再唔系我哋食咗个校长咯，系嘛？即系呢个系幾好幽默嘅一個處理啦，同埋但係咧佢好聰明嘅，就係咧成個戲好集中嘅，好冇由頭到尾咧即係以第一季嚟講啦，以第一季由頭到尾十集咧係冇甩開過呢個夫妻或者係呢一個咁樣嘅一個有仔有個女嘅夫妻，佢哋需要處理嘅家庭問題啦，佢每一集都有一個。 每一集都有個夫妻之間需要去處理的問題的、例如就是一開始就很容易想像啦、你老婆性情大變啦咁樣，咁、對於老婆性情大變，咁佢嗰樣嘢係解讀成為，即係嗰樣嘢係解讀成為係一個結婚了一段日子的女人咁樣，喺平靜生活入邊，佢可唔可以去追求佢嘅夢想咧？或者佢追唔可唔可以追求佢嘅自我咧？咁其實係鼓勵呢件事嘅，但係 just happen 就係佢嘅自我就係成人咁解啫咁樣。咁另外就係去好啦，後來即係經過一段嘅轉折啦，佢哋需要接受就話啊，我哋都需要去食人咁樣，我哋都需要殺人咁樣。咁但係就譬如有一集戲就係講關於夫妻之間嗰個自尊嘅問題。嗯、就係、是，但係當佢哋決定去殺人嘅時候，咦個老公發現，咦老婆俾我擅長殺人喎、咁樣，咁跟住然之後佢哋兩公婆就要 deal with 一個問題啦，就係、是、當一個太太佢擅長一件事係比老公更叻嘅時候，老公嘅尊嚴應該擺邊度咧咁樣？咁係個老公啊克服唔到一樣嘢就係、是，咦好似殺人都係靠曬我老婆咁樣，咦我又唔係好夠姜殺人咁樣，咁跟住然之後個老婆就不斷去鼓勵佢啦，即、就、係、是、你要 be your self 啦，因為我係喪屍，你唔係，你係 human being 啦咁樣。咁跟住然之後後來亦都因為嗰生活上邊嘅轉變啦，因為後來中間有段戲就係講朱比摩就感染咗另一個人咁樣、因為佢咬個黑鬼咬佢唔死，咁結果佢就變咗喪屍。咁但係咧，咁就原本就諗住大危機嚟嘅咁樣，咁點？但係點知原來嗰個黑鬼又係好人嚟嘅，好撚熱。佢雖然原本係一個幫派嘅，即係雖然原本係黑社會，但係因為佢人生太冇 energy 先至沉淪咗去做黑社會，但係佢變咗喪屍之後，佢生命力好強盛，因為所以佢就尋找翻佢音樂嘅熱愛咁。咁跟住咧，然之後咧，咁就原本諗住解決咗危機啦，但係唔係，即係原本就解決咗嗰種點講啊，即係嗰種會唔會有出現暴類喪屍嗰種咁嘅典型危機？嗰個危機解決咗，但係就出現另一個危機，就係佢發覺就係、是、咦老公就發覺咦唉。我老婆同嗰個黑鬼同聲同氣好多，因為佢哋先至可以 share 到佢哋嘅喪屍嘅生活。例如就係、是，哎，我今日沖涼甩咗隻腳趾啊！屌你老味，又唔敢講俾老公聽嗰啲咁樣。咁跟住之後，佢老公就發覺，哎，死了！我 join 唔到我新生嘅老婆嘅話題咁樣。咁佢同埋個女啦，個女咧就係佢哋點樣去 handle， 就係、是、當你要去變成咗一個喪屍之後，你仲點樣從事教育工作呢咁樣？咁你點樣可以喺一路殺人嘅時候，一路去 set up 一個好榜樣俾個女呢咁樣？咁呢個係我覺得主題係扣得好靚，就係、是、一路都冇離開過呢一個咁樣嘅夫妻關係嗰個咁樣嘅婚姻問題嗰個主題。咁所以呢係睇得雖然佢係有好多血腥嘅場面啦、食人嘅場面啦、暴力嘅場面啦，咁但係呢係好輕巧嘅成戲，而且係點講啊，好反映現實生活嘅，好反映嗰種夫妻現實生活。咁當然最有趣嘅地方就係同埋亦都係好選取咗好聰明嘅題材啦，就係喪屍啦，仲要係一個幾特殊嘅類型嘅就係、是、喪屍當然係一個恆常嘅流行嘅題材啦，無論係電影或者係而家到而家都仲係好 hit 嘅電視劇啦，《Walking Dead》咁但係呢一套咧有個特別嘅地方咧，就係、是、咧，就算喺喪屍類型入邊嚟講咧，都係罕有嘅。就係、是、咧，因為其實喪屍電影咧，或者即係喺荷里活嚟講啊，喪屍電影呢個題材咧，其實佢嗰個底裡嗰個潛意識或者佢嗰、那個底裡所反映嘅呢個類型所影射緊嘅社會問題，其實係講緊對於
種族啊，
種族啦。新移民啦，同埋尤其是新移民就必然係塑造係基層啦、低下階層啦，咁係兩種唔同嘅價值觀，或者係兩種唔同嘅文化體現，就用食呢一個文化去體現咗出嚟，就係、是、用一個有個侵略性嘅意味嘅一個咁樣嘅狀態。咁而小鎮滋味特別嘅地方係乜嘢咧？就係、是、罕有嘅中產喪屍，喪屍好少係中產嘅，而喪屍中產係因為喪屍係描述緊喪屍係描述 描述緊，即係喪屍描述緊嘅係譬如如果你有睇喪屍電影，喪屍電影經常都會出現商場，經常都會，當然嗰個商場係因為嗰個現代嘅堡壘啦，但亦都係因為橋段嘅需要，但係嗰個影底裏係反映咗資本主義嘅剝削同埋嗰個係資本主義剝削底下嘅基層嘅反撲嚟噶嘛，嗰個喪屍嘅體現。咁但係喪屍呢個異變出現喺中產嘅身上邊咧，就出現咗一個好特殊嘅喜感啦，咁譬如我哋睇過第一次殺完人嗰個處理屍體嗰場戲，我覺得係都算係經典幾搞笑嘅一幕戲。
Game basic。Would have been nice to have the lid.
Couldn't find it.
Right.You'd think it would have been stored with the containers.
Well, I can look for it when we get home, sweetheart.
When we get home? What good would the lid be when our container is stuffed with half a fucking body is buried in the fucking desert? Honey?
You're swearing a lot tonight.
Yeah, I've noticed that too.
Well, obviously, sweetie, I didn't know we'd be burying the container.
What did you think, honey bunch?We take it home with us and clean it out and use it to store our taxes, which we can't do because it doesn't have a fucking lid.
Fine, I won't look for it.
Oh shit, someone's coming.
Oh crap! Who could be out here?
I don't know. Hurry, let's get this on the ground.
Do not bring up the lid.
Come on, scoop this up, get it in the hole.
Oh! We can't get caught.
I know.
We'll take care of Abby. We can't leave Abby.
I know. Hey, get up. That casual.
Really? This is what we're doing?
Okay, we say we came across this murder site, and we're just cleaning it up.
Who cleans up murder sites?
I don't know, we're Mormons.
Mormons don't clean up murder sites.
Mormons are helpful.
Yeah, I'm just not seeing it.
他我會形容我不會覺得個劇本寫得很好，因為個劇本是即係好老實咁講，你話個劇本寫得好精彩咧，就未至於但係個劇本即起碼喺個故事設計嘅橋段上面嚟講咧，係一個聰明嘅處理手法啦，容易有笑點啦，容易有衝突位啦，咁而且都幾focus 喺嗰個夫妻關係上面啦。但係咧有一樣嘢咧就。唔知係歸功於編劇定係歸功於演員啦，我會歸功於演員嘅就係佢哋夫妻嗌交嘅對白咧係好撚似，係似得好撚緊要，尤其是 Drew Barrymore 咧係經常都會喺好撚危急嘅時候去提啲好撚狗唔撚搭嘅嘢，例如我都唔想冇咗個蓋啊！頭先嗰場戲就係講我哋埋屍嘅時候就揾唔揾到個蓋，跟住之後攞咗個冇蓋嘅膠箱去運屍咁樣，咁就搞到瀨撚咁 hea 啦咁樣，咁跟住之後個 focus 就轉咗喺究竟個蓋擺咗喺邊咧咁樣，咁其實係好撚狗唔搭八嘅，咁但係大家都即係如果聽我哋年初三嘅節目都知道啦咁樣，咁係couples 嘅嗌交必然係狗唔搭八，即係比起沖夜晚沖涼定朝頭早沖涼嗰個膠箱嘅蓋算係咩咧咁樣？
好真實啊！
係啊，咁但係佢又唔係淨係齋 talk 嘅戲嘅。譬如如果你係追求要有喪屍場面嘅，咁佢或者係要有血腥場面嘅，佢都有 offer 俾你，因為始終係 Netflix 啊。即係我唔知道點解 Netflix 一定要搞到啲嘢咁撚沉重啦，係一定要有死啊，要有暴力啊嗰啲咁樣啦。咁可能呢個亦都係賣點啦。咁係所以佢都有嘅。咁我哋睇一睇佢嗰個即係叫第一次
正正經經嘅血腥場面啦，
正正經經嘅血腥就係第一次殺人嘅場面啦。
We need to talk. Last night was bullshit. Sheila, Sheila.
Oh, Joel. I really want to make this work.
Oh, sorry, buddy. I don't know how that happened.
That's a $10,000 job right there, fuck jar.
Well, that doesn't seem true. And fuck jar, what's that?
It's a jar full of fuck, you fucker.
Jesus.
You're blind? How could you not see me, asshole?
Are you sure you want your last words to be me, asshole?
You bitch. Oh my god!
Oh shit! What did I do? I couldn't control it! And the street's right there. What if somebody sees us? What are we gonna do?
Okay. There's nobody around. It's dark, and there are no security cameras. We'll wrap his body in a tarp, and we'll put it in our car and take it to the storage unit where you can eat. I'll mop up the blood and pour some bleach on the spot so it doesn't stain. We haven't touched his car, so we'll leave it here. You understand?
I understand it's super sexy when you take control.
Sheila?
Right.
这个是其实他即是在这个到剧里面有很多关于他们 plan 去杀人或者寻找杀人的对象 的桥段，但其实他们没有成功 plan 的一次杀人，每一次杀人都是突发，不撚小心，不小心吃撚了，但是就幸好地是即是都啊都抵死的这样样。这个是我觉得在 Netflix 嚟講咧，因為 Netflix 係譬如我哋睇之前推介過咁多嘅唔同嘅劇集啦，無論係 Stranger Things 啦、Black Mirror 啦、或者係OA 就更加黐撚線啦咁撚樣。咁其實都係因為佢好追求劇力啊，咁所以咧就一路以嚟咧啲戲都係好撚沉重啊，好有壓力啊。咁就算喜劇類嘅，譬如我哋上次都嘗試過啦，介紹呢個 Crazy Head 咧，又唔係好撚好笑啊，屌你老尾！咁德章尼是好笑的，但德章尼都是有一个解读的负担在这里。但是这一套小镇之谜就是很没有负担底下呢就能够做到那个这样的轻巧地入戏啦，有追看性啦，同埋个主题个 plot 好清晰嘅。咁而中产丧尸呢个切入点系好聪明嘅，好聪明嘅，就系因为佢将丧尸片既有嘅包袱同埋嗰种无论系头先讲种族啊、资本主义嗰啲嘢，屌你全部抛诸脑后。其实嗰个只不过系 get 嚟啫嘛。其实呢个咧，如果讲起丧尸片嘅。搞笑喪屍片咧，其實係會推介另一套電影，就係呢個咁嘅《笑死人空間》。其實我覺得呢套而家呢一套咧，係我覺得《笑死人空間》最撚好笑就係個 ending， 就係最撚好笑就係個主角鎖撚住個 friend， 鎖撚住個變咗喪屍嘅 friend 一齊打機咁樣。我成日覺得嗰個位係好撚值得延續落去。究竟點樣同一個喪屍去過一個日常嘅生活咧？咁樣咁而《朱比摩》呢一套《小鎮之謎》就係完全講呢一樣嘢。咁尤其是對我嚟到講咧，我係幾好多個角度都會好多個元素令到我會係推介呢一套劇同埋中意呢一套劇。第一就係、是Netflix 終於有一套係可以好輕鬆輕巧咁樣去俾你追嘅喜劇啦。第二就係我好撚中意 Drew Barrymore， 因為Drew Barrymore 係我覺得成功嘅主要原因就係 Drew Barrymore， 因為其實點解我喺之前我未睇過套戲，雖然我怎睇佢吹喇想像到嘅類型已經想像到有笑點，但係有時你好容易捉到鹿唔識脱角噶嘛。譬如Crazy Head 都係有趣嘅題材嚟㗎，即係其實甚至乎 Crazy Head 同小鎮之味都係類近啦。如果喺題材嘅選取上面，你都係有嗰啲咁樣嘅獵魔啊，有一啲超自然嘅嘢啊，亦都有殺戮刺激嘅場面啊。咁跟住然之後Crazy Head 就係靚妹啦、啊、咁樣。咁 Drew Barrymore 當然唔能夠叫靚妹啦，而家都41歲啦咁樣。咁但係點解 Crazy Head 捉到佬脱唔到角？而我未睇《小鎮之味》嘅時候，我已經幾有信心《小鎮之味》係會做到嗰個喜劇嘅效果，因為喜劇其實講到尾就係靠演員，演員係好撚緊要。劇本認真地去睇咧，如果你寫曬出嚟咧，其實我會嫌佢會嫌，即係如果純粹從一個劇本嘅角度嚟講咧，有時咧會覺得佢。啲嘅多得滯啦，或者係利得滯啦，或者係拖得長得滯。但係因為兩個都係好出色嘅演員，主要係睇兩公婆嘅啫。咁而 Drew Barrymore 嘅佢喜劇嘅 tempo 好好，佢捉嗰啲 get 位啊，同埋捉幾時係要。 幾時要感性啊，幾時係要係無厘頭嘅，呢啲 timing 佢捉得好好，甚至乎去到最後咧，去到第一季 ending 嘅時候咧，係仲要推到有少少感動位添嘅。咁所以我覺得呢套係一套幾驚喜意外的一套劇啦，咁當然對於我嚟講嘅意義，對於我喺我的角度嚟講，因為我好撚中意 Jubilee Moore， 咁所以嗰個意義非凡嘅地方就係、是，因為其實 Jubilee Moore 之前係有話過係適應嘅，咁但係其實咧、如果你上去維基睇下佢嗰、那個佢嗰個咁樣嘅、演出嘅年期咧，其實佢嘅適應係多撚餘嘅。其實佢係由 E.T. 到而家基本上冇撚停過嘅一個人。佢過咗幾十年係由 E.T. 係由一陣間我哋會下一節我哋會重温呢個咁嘅 Jubilee Moore 由八歲開始嘅歷史去到而家41歲嘅呢幾十年咧，佢基本上係差唔多年年都有戲出嘅。但係、小鎮滋味係 Jubilee Moore 咁多年嚟啊。為第一套電視劇嚟嘅、所以喺佢當然喺 for Jubilee Moore 嚟講有幾重嘅意義係特別嘅啦。第一就係、是、因為佢之前係我唔記得咗佢2014年定係2015年，應該係同阿 Ben Stiller 拍完嗰套戲之後，跟住就話唔做咁多戲啦咁樣，因為佢話佢女成日都見佢唔到咁樣。咁、跟住然之後佢就話會暫別影壇啊咁樣，咁暫別咗一陣啦咁樣。咁跟住然之後2017就有呢一套新嘅劇集啦，係佢第一次嘅劇集啦。電視電影係有過嘅，電視電影係有過嘅，都攞唔少獎嘅。咁但係真正嘅電視劇集連續劇咧，呢套係 Jubilee Moore 嘅第一套，咁就取得咗好嘅成績啦。咁所以其實都有幾多。有幾多嘅西媒都會認為呢一個係一個 Jubilee Moore comeback 嘅一個 event 嚟嘅咁樣。咁另外就係、是、成套戲係關於夫妻關係咯、婚姻咯、點樣處理仔女。咁 Jubilee Moore 自己離咗婚三次嘅咁樣。咁呢件事就都相信對佢嚟講都好撚深刻嘅，同埋應該係啱啱離婚嘅，啱啱
2016年。
2016年離婚嘅啫嘛，係啱啱離婚嘅啫嘛，啱啱離婚，跟住然之後就要有套咁樣嘅戲啦，咁樣咁即係戲裏戲外有好大嘅諷刺啦。咁但係呢一個我哋都係會祝福 Jubilee Moore 嘅，因為係喺佢個人經歷上面嚟講，有乜撚嘢未試過啊咁樣。咁係我覺得有少少似我哋之前講 Stranger Things。講Winona Ryder， 咁但係Jubilee Moore 係更加 tough， 我覺得。咁點解咁講咧？我哋留翻 下一節先至同大家講啦。咁係依我播曬啲小鎮滋味嘅片嚟。OK， 好，休息一陣，翻嚟我想講多節關於我對Jubilee Moore嘅熱愛